Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online podcast. I'm Jerry Bain. To find more EDUCAUSE Review Online podcasts, videos, interviews, and more, visit www.educause.edu/ero. The Khan Academy is a nonprofit organization founded by educator Salman Khan, a graduate of MIT and Harvard Business School. Their stated mission is to provide high-quality education to anyone, anywhere. And their website provides a free collection of more than 3,300 micro-lectures and video tutorials on a wide range of subjects. I recently spoke with Khan Academy Chief of Staff Jessica Yoon about some of their new offerings, how they use analytics, and how Khan Academy can be a model of affordability for students. I started our conversation by asking about some of the offerings at the Khan Academy that people may not know about.
Because we are most known for our videos, we don't end up talking as much about some of the really cool stuff that's going on outside of the video content, which is vast. But we do have interactive exercises. Right now they're focused on math, and they go all the way from 1 plus 1 up to calculus. And it's great because it adjusts to how quickly you're learning, and along the way, you can really use a knowledge map to guide your path in any way you'd like and really own that learning path along the exercises. We also have, in addition to that, which goes in tandem, is our analytics tools, our ability to coach. And so a learner can have their peer, their teacher, a parent sign up and be their coach and have access to the same data that the learner has about their learning. And this is everything from what videos they watched and when they watched them to what problems they did, whether they got them right or wrong. We've seen with teachers, they've been using them to manage their classrooms and being able to track which group of students are struggling or which ones are excelling, and being able to adjust accordingly to how they're prepping their lesson plans and being able to run their classrooms even.
How is Khan Academy using data analytics? And where do you see yourselves going with analytics in the future?
In terms of how we're using analytics, I think we're really just starting to scratch the surface of what we can do with this data. But one of the examples of how we've used it so far is last fall, we took a look at our original, what we call our proficiency model. So initially, Khan Academy, with its exercise platform, if you got 10 questions right, correct in a row, we said, okay, you were proficient at this. But then we wanted to say, okay, well, what does that really mean? And, you know, do you really need to answer 10 questions? Is it 2 questions? Is it 20 questions? How do we really know? And so we used machine learning principles and some AI in there to determine what's the likelihood of whether you answering, you know, the last few questions correct or incorrect would determine how likely is it that you're going to answer the next question correctly. And so we had our team take a look at that and ended up building in a new proficiency model that we now use that adjusts the questions that are being asked to users so that they're only given kind of the thumbs up, yes, you're proficient, once you've answered kind of a sufficient number of questions. So, you know, those folks who answer a bunch of questions quickly up front don't need to answer 10 questions anymore because they've kind of proven statistically that they should theoretically be proficient in it. And those users who are getting more incorrectly in those first 10 questions will have to answer more than that.
Do you think more traditional higher education institutions can learn anything from the Khan Academy model?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, it's really encouraging that higher education institutions are already taking steps to leverage online learning and seeing things like MITx and edX and other organizations really jumping into the mix shows that they are trying to think more forward-looking and towards some of these other models. I think some of the things that Khan Academy offers that's different than maybe the traditional model that exists today is one, really allowing students to learn at their own pace. And this is an interesting idea because you might say, well, you know, students can pick their own classes in university, but really we're saying, even within those classes, that the way Khan Academy currently works is to allow every single student to learn this particular concept in differential equations only when they're ready to learn it, and only after they've proven proficiency, not a 70% or an 80%, but really proven proficiency, you know, should they be able to say, okay, now I really want to build on that foundation, which is truly filled in, and move on to the next concept. I think there's another piece of learning that higher education institutions are starting to do by having more online opportunities, but really using it as providing the baseline of the foundation for learning. So leveraging this whole idea of, okay, instead of having the professor lecturing, really you can do that in something like videos, and then taking huge advantage of being in class and having that be more active participation, having case studies, having projects that are more hands-on, and really taking advantage of the fact that we've brought everybody together. Should it really just be a one-way dialogue, or can we leverage the idea of online learning in conjunction with the fact that we've got these amazing professors and amazing facilities at these universities that we could be leveraging more if we can, you know, work together with some of these other tools that are in existence and maximize kind of the class participation and applications of learning that could happen in an in-person setting. One really interesting example of this is we're working with Stanford Medical School to use this model with a couple of their courses. And Stanford already provides their students lectures on video, which is already forward-thinking in itself. But they're taking this even further and working with us to create courses in a Khan Academy style. So instead of hour-long lectures, the courses will be broken up into more bite-sized chunks, like 10-minute videos. And instead of a lecture-style delivery, the class time will instead solely focus on active participation, the diving into case studies, spending time with patients, going through kind of example cases. And so we're really just starting to scratch the surface of what can be done. But, you know, we really see the university as the place for in-person interaction, participation, and being able to collaborate together with all of the exciting resources that universities can offer as well. So, you know, we really would hope that online learning just helps to provide the tool to enable and maximize the learning that can happen in person.
How do you think Khan Academy is a model of affordability for students?
Our founder, Sal, really, and all of us here, really believe that access to a high-quality education should really be free. And these days, there's just a growing concern about the cost of education and the growing difference between those who can kind of afford to have better schools or tutors on the side. And we really are hoping to help level that playing field by making high-quality materials available for free for anyone. And I think in terms of affordability these days, you know, our aim in the long run is to continue to keep all of our online resources for free.
As I'm sure you know, MOOCs have suddenly grabbed the attention of higher ed and the press. Where do you see the MOOC trend going, and how does the MOOC model fit with Khan Academy's plan as a learning platform, either now or in the future?
You know, we really hope that this could be a driver for more holistic education between, you know, actual physical school, online communities, and encouraging folks to charter their own paths. And one thing that might be interesting to see, and we kind of hope that the MOOC trend might help grow towards, is driving towards more of micro-credentialing and allowing for individual skills to be assessed and figuring out if people are proficient in them or not. And we see this could be really, really powerful as a way to be another differentiator for employers to really figure out who's qualified or not for jobs. Because at the end of the day, when you think about higher education and you think about learning, ideally, it's preparation for what you're going to do in the day-to-day for your career and how you're going to earn a living. And right now, the only indicators employers really have are around kind of what school did you go to and what was your GPA. But, you know, GPA and what a 4.0 means at one school or a 3.0 means at one school versus another, or even across countries where it's even more disparate, it's just hard to compare. And so it would be really, really exciting to see that type of filtering or micro-credentialing, being able to, one, be more accessible to more people, but two, just be more consistent across states, across countries, just across regions in general.
How do you see Khan Academy growing in the coming years?
Yeah, we see ourselves growing as a resource in content and really being able to offer up anything that, you know, somebody would want to learn. So being able to go there and learn 1+1 or go there and find string theory or, you know, whatever you could imagine. And so we would hope to be continuing to expand our current offering of both videos and exercises, as well as the kind of additional tools and analytics that we're able to offer. So that really that access is still continued to be free and can be serving as a more central tool for any individual or any institution that would want to have some type of learning component to it. And we would hope it's being able to grow our content to the extent that it's able to cover what K through 12 is teaching, but also what, you know, a community college might be able to access or leverage, or you know, something like Stanford University.
Jessica, thanks for your time.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Jessica Yoon is Chief of Staff for Khan Academy. You can find more articles, videos, podcasts, and more at the new EDUCAUSE Review online. Just visit www.educause.edu/ERO.